Hi, friends. Welcome back to Live at the Roxy on this January 13th. In case you don't know what that means, you would know if you had the calendar, you've been following me for years. It's my motherfucking half birthday. That's right. It's my half birthday. That's the half birthday song. I just made it up. Don't wear it out. Yo, it's my half birthday. What does that mean? It means that I have six more months in my 20s. I officially have six more months of being able to say, I was stupid in my 20s. I was young in my 20s. And how are we spending those months? Well, we're spending them in a global pandemic, global pandemic, global pandemic. And that's the truth. It's also day 304 of us being here in quarantine and being live at the Roxy in a row. That is a lot of days. And we've been here together for every single one of them. And every single one of them, we've talked about something different. And that does not disclude today, except for the fact that it might seem a little similar. Why does it seem a little similar? Well, because it already happened and it's happening a second time. That's right. The House of Representatives just impeached President Donald Trump for the second time. That's also right. My Twitter was hacked again for the second time. Have we done this show already? Anybody else having deja vu? We'll talk about both those things. Plus, I saw WandaVision. I can't really talk about it till tomorrow, but I did see it. So it is worth letting you guys know that. And also, Insecure is apparently going to end after 5 seasons, which I'm bummed about, but excited for this final season. And then on top of all of that, the big nerd news of the day, Lord of the Rings, the series officially has a synopsis. That means we know who's going to be the villain, probably. We know what's going on. We have not known much about what is happening with Lord of the Rings. And now we know more. Now we know more. Now we know more. Yeah. So all that and more today, live at the Roxy for my 300th episode. Some of the rock stars sent me a present, and thank you to Darina Arellano for dropping it off here yesterday. I wanted to wait till today to open it because it didn't come in time for the 300th, but it is here in time for my half birthday. So I figured I would open this on air as a half birthday present, and I want to do this to start the show so that I don't forget, because even though I'm super duper not pregnant, because you have to have sex to be pregnant, I feel like I have pregnancy brain. Like, quarantine brain must be what pregnancy brain kind of feels like. So let's see what's going on in here. I don't actually have the tools to open this right now, so I'll just use my hands, maybe. Oh, whoa. She's stronger than she thinks. So I don't know who this is from. I know that Jake messaged me about it. So we'll see what it is. Okay. Says gift card message to Roxy Stryer. You really are the beaming light at the end of the tunnel for so many people. I hope this brightens your day, even if just for a moment in time. Rob Fishbeck and the rock stars. Leave it to Rob to organize something. Freaking great. So let's see what we've got. Okay, I have no idea. Bubble wrapping's always a good start, though. Hopefully I don't fuck something up in here. I'm going to try to be gentle. It's not my normal forte. Okay. Let's see. The working off is working out is paying off. Thanks, Ryan Payne. Oh, wow. Roxy Stryer, you shine like a star in your own special way and add a beautiful light to this world. Love the rock stars 2020. Wow. And I got it in 2021, but what a nice memorabilia for 2020. This is definitely the nicest thing that came out of 2020. This is awesome. Thank you to the rock stars. What a beautiful present. Can you guys see? It's really cool and nice. Oh, I love this. Thanks, team. Very, very sweet. I definitely will put this in a prominent place in my garage, aka where I live. And when I move into a nicer place, we'll have a prominent place there as well. I love stars. This is so pretty. Oh, happy half birthday to me. Thank you, my friends. And thank you, Rob, for organizing that and whatever rock stars contributed as well. You guys are all here every day, so you're all contributing in some way. I really appreciate it. I'm just looking over at my little present. My little present. Let's give some shout outs to people in here. I'll start with Streamlabs and some super chats, and then I will do full blown shout outs for the chat because not everybody can financially support during this time, which I totally understand. But I want everybody to make sure that they feel seen and heard, not because they're fucking snowflakes like we're being called, but because it's nice to be seen and heard because we're so often not, especially during this time when we literally can't be seen because we're stuck inside. Going into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier, scrolling to my first message on my half birthday, which came in from Lloyd Nance. Lloyd Nance last night said, "Roxy, happy hump day. You are the best." Well, it wasn't even hump day when you said that, but thank you. I appreciate that. Sean in here said yesterday, "I wish you could clip out you saying I'm kind of like a tough bitch because it's facts. Really appreciate you going live for the last 300 days. That bit of human connection means so much to me when I was living alone at the beginning of this mess. Also, you don't have to read this one." Okay, so I won't read that part. I'll look at that later. And I appreciate you, Sean. Thank you so much, my friend. Lloyd Nance also said, "Happy half birthday, Roxy." Thank you, Lloyd. Appreciate you. All right, LD123 in the house says, "Hey, coach. So bad news, bad news, bad news. Uh-oh. First, I was hired to Starbucks only to find out that the smell of coffee makes me nauseous, so I don't know if I can take that job." LD, I have something to say about that in a second. But second, I found out yesterday that I didn't get the Hallmark movie. They went with the other girl. I'm holding out hope for Romeo and Juliet tour, though. And third, I found out the reason Romeo wanted to have a three-way is he's already fucking another girl, blonde with big tits. I'm pretty pissed off about this. I need a win. So this has been a massive punch in the pussy. I'd love some amazing Roxy advice on how to deal with a bunch of bad all at once. On a plus side, I went to a sex shop and I got a new toy, and it's way better than Romeo's short, fat, cheater dick." Yes, LD on that one. All right, I have so much to say here, babe. Number one, there's a lot of things going on here. Let's break them down one at a time. You being nauseous at the smell of coffee, I just want to make sure, because I'm sure that you were using protection, but I just want to make sure that you are feeling okay otherwise, because typically the smell of coffee doesn't make people nauseous. So just to be safe, just make sure that you have been having protected sex and that you check in on your health and that there's not something going on with your body. And if coffee always makes you nauseous, then don't worry about what I just said. But just, I have some friends who coffee will start to make them nauseous when they are pregnant. So not to worry you, not to stress you out, but just, I know that you're very young and a lot of people aren't talking to you about these things. So I just want to make sure that you are always nauseous at the smell of coffee. And that's not a new sensation for you. Again, not to stress you out, but just want to make sure, you know, a lot of people have different smells that bother them. But if that's the first time you've noticed that, just make sure that you're good. Second, about the yesterday, the Hallmark movie, they went with the other girl. That will be the first of thousands of times that happens to you, LD. It's happened to me thousands of times. You are not an actress. If that doesn't happen to you, if they chose you every single time, you wouldn't want this career as badly as you're going to need to want this career to be successful. So rejection is protection. You don't know why that happened in the universe, but they were obviously looking for something else. It's not because you did a bad job. It's because she is what they were looking for. And please, oh, please don't knock yourself on that. It really is an important part about this industry. It teaches you to have thick skin, and hearing no is actually a good thing, especially early on in your career. Also, maybe that was the universe saying that they are leaving room for Romeo and Juliet, the tour, and that you don't have to make the decision. We don't know. So keep us posted about that. As for the blonde with the big boobs that Romeo's cheating on you with. Okay. So a few different things on this one. Number one, remember going back, and this is not an I told you so, so by no means am I saying that, but getting involved with people on set is complicated because I am not one of those people who says, who thinks all men are trash. That being said, there is a reason that a lot of men, especially actors, performers who love the spotlight and the center of attention, don't treat women well. And there's a reason why we talk about not getting involved with these coworkers, because it becomes uncomfortable because a lot of them cheat and lie and steal and treat people poorly and fuck people over and fuck with their hearts and their emotions. And remember, and this is now the science of this, women's brains mature quicker than men's. So you're 18 and that's still very young, but he is not even as mature as an 18-year-old woman. So it all is life experience and lessons. You're going to be able to use all of that in your art. You're going to be able to use all of that to feed your performances and your passion and your soul. It just hurts for now. And in the future, remember, you still want to be open to the possibilities, not of him, but of people, while also protecting yourself. Physically protecting yourself, emotionally protecting yourself. And young men do really, really shitty things a lot of the time. Young women do sometimes, but especially young men in the industry, they really can do horrible things. And this is coming from somebody who spent 5 years with a guy who wants the spotlight, who just, I don't talk about it much on air because whatever, enough about that, but I get it. I get what it's like to be with somebody who does not treat you okay. And it's hard. And you use those things to grow, and you use those things to learn, and you use those things to become strong, and you use those things to perform, and you use those things for all of the reasons that you decided to become an artist and to share and help with other people's stories. So this sucks. It's probably not going to be the last time a guy hurts you. And that sucks too, but it's just the reality of the situation. And you've got so much time, like so much time to find your person and to experience life. Or as Matt Link in here says, Romeo's trash, don't sweat him, LD. That too. And you've definitely got the rock stars on your side. So thank you, LD, for letting us in. And we're rooting for you and thinking about you. And I'm sorry that you're really going through it right now. Texas teacher in the house says, hey, Roxy, I'm still clean and sober. Awesome, Texas teacher. And I'm feeling so scared right now. My school just got announced that over 5 teachers yesterday tested positive for COVID. And they say not to worry. I'm kind of freaking out every time I'm walking into the door. So not good. But on a positive side, I'm not letting all this crap with her keep me down. Okay, so Texas teacher, it says you submitted 2 things, but this one says 3rd. So I'm missing a big chunk of what you had to say. So I think some of the story is not there. But okay, so the next thing says on a positive note, I'm not letting all this crap with her keep me down. I'm just working towards my goals. Also highlight, I've decided to try to shed some weight. So wish me luck. Remember, bunnies scare me. So none of those. Okay, no bunnies for Texas teacher. Hearts for Texas teacher. I don't know the middle part about the woman. I do know that it is scary to think about COVID. I'm sure that no matter what happens, you will be okay. Try to stay as safe as you possibly can. Start taking zinc and vitamin C. Those are going to be really helpful in your friend. And we're rooting for you. And stay, the best thing you can do, as you know, is just stay clean and sober, because you're going to be able to deal with whatever comes when you're clean and sober. That's the best way to be able to deal with anything. So send hearts. Rob Fishbeck in the house says, happy half birthday. Thanks, Rob. Appreciate you. Ryan White says, happy half birthday, Roxy. I hope by the time we get to your birthday, you'll be able to celebrate with lots of people around you. Wouldn't that be amazing, Ryan? I wish. I hope. Glenn Caesar says, hello and good afternoon, Roxy. RJ Skittles Chunk, love you as always. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Happy half birthday. Cheers to you and all of us having much more love and laughter filled 2021. Peace, love, bunnies, and hugs to to you and the Rockstars band. Thank you. Just looking at my star. As always, I hope that we all find and feel some joy in each of our days, our weeks, our months, and our years. Don't ever forget when it gets tough. We're not alone, even if we're by ourselves. The Rockstars and World Friends communities are here for you. Remember, everyone, you're kind, you're smart, you're important, you are worthy. So keep on being your terrific selves, because we appreciate you. As always, smash cancer, keep up the fight, Smets, and everyone else who's battling, we're with you. Thanks for always being here for here for us. RJ Skittles, Chunk, Roxy's best, Roxy number one. Hope you have a great half birthday and get some fuck yeah news and positive thoughts, good vibes, and things work out for the best for you in 2021 and beyond. Rox, thank you, Glenn. Thank you, thank you. Hitman Hudson says, been paying close attention to the impeachment proceedings, and it frustratingly seems that there's always a but with Republicans, but Hillary's emails, but socialism, but impeachment is not the answer. Absolutely absurd. Impeach and convict. This is what I'm kind of confused about, Hitman Hudson, and I was talking to my dad about this today. So he was impeached by the House of Representatives today, which means that it goes for a vote in the Senate. And the Senate, Mitch McConnell has said that the Senate is not supposed to meet back again until the 19th, and that he's not going to call them back early. So the earliest they would be able to do anything is the 19th. Biden becomes president the 20th. There seems to be controversy here among experts, because most experts are saying that after somebody is already not president, you can still impeach them. And the process could happen then, which would prevent them from being able to run in the future. But that's never happened before. Nobody's ever been impeached before when they're not currently in office. So it's a very strange thing that could happen. But that doesn't mean that it's against the law. It's just kind of unprecedented. So they have to figure that out. Number two, I feel very torn about this impeachment process. I feel torn about this impeachment process because I do like the fact that if he is impeached and the Senate votes on this on the 19th or the 20th or after Biden's already taken office, that Trump will never be able to run again for office. However, hope is a very valuable thing for people. And I'm not saying that I care about the Trump supporters having hope, because I hope that Trump never runs again. And the Trump supporters, frankly, at this point, especially the ones who are part of the riots, can go fuck themselves. But when you know that something's not possible and you have nothing to lose anymore, the problem is you are the most dangerous you've ever been. And so if we do impeach Trump and he is not able to run ever again, what his followers and supporters will do is so scary to think about. And so I don't know what the best move is here. I don't know what I'm rooting for. I don't know what the best move is. I'm afraid of what that would look like. So there's a lot of different things that could happen. And I guess we're just going to, I know this is not fun for any of us, but have to wait and see. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to wait and see, because as we say on this show, because that's the way the cookie crumbles. None of the options seem to be great options. They all seem to be not great options. Spidey Sensei 72 in the super chat says, happy impeachment day, coach. Hope you found an apartment. And did your Facebook get hacked again too? Happy half birthday. No, I have not found an apartment. It's fucking brutal. I'm looking for multiple hours every day. Nothing new is coming up, because anybody who wanted to leave LA already left, and nobody's moving during this time because we are the worst city in the country for COVID. So there's that. Yes, I did get hacked on Facebook again. Now this time it's my Facebook group, my fan group. That's just called Roxy Stryer, where I post all my Instagram things too and whatnot. They've changed it to an Alabama thing. They hacked it. They took me off. Last time I got hacked, I changed my passwords. I put on 2-step authentication. I don't know what to say. I've reached out to Facebook. They haven't responded to me yet. It's very fucking frustrating. Obviously, the first time that I was hacked, everybody was like, oh, but it could just be random hacking or whatever. But obviously, I have so many fucking haters that nothing that happens to me is random. And so this time, it's obvious. It's very obvious that this person is fucking with me. And so it's just frustrating, honestly. Like, I am already dealing with so much, and I get that people out there don't like me. They don't like my opinion on movies. They don't like, I don't know, shit like that. But for people who do this kind of thing, I think there's a special place in hell for them. Because when somebody is depressed and down and their life is already, like, just so fucking frustrating and fucked, but they're a good person, because I am a good person, to fuck with them like this and make them feel their privacy to be invaded and all this stuff, it's not funny. Because you fucking suck. So, just frustrating. And thank you to everybody who notified me of this last night. Everybody was like, did you see this? I'm like, yeah. Yeah. Always the best ways to get in touch with me are to go through Jake Iacovetta or PLD or Brandy, because my mods all have access to me. And yeah, PLD got the information to me pretty quickly. I mean, literally by the time he sent it to me, it had been 10 minutes since it had happened. So you would think that would be quick enough for me to change things back, but it locked me out of everything. I don't even know how you're able to do that. These hackers are like crazy good, I guess. Just very, very effing frustrating. So, yep, there is that. Going back into the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/Roxy Stryer. Glenn Caesar says Miles Cosgrove, Brett Hankinson, Jonathan Mattingly, Russell Cops, who killed Breonna Taylor, all three of them for killing Breonna Taylor. Justice for all the lives lost due to excessive force. Thanks for always using your voice to give Breonna a voice. Absolutely, Glenn. Planning on doing that for as long as it takes, which apparently is longer than we had hoped. Hitman Hudson also says, look, I'm all for bodily autonomy, but I really think we should ban whatever surgery these Republican politicians are getting to have their spines removed. That was fucking funny, Hitman Hudson. On an unrelated note, Steph was super good on Sith Council. Oh, good. I didn't get to check it out this morning, but I'm really excited for her that she's getting more involved in the community, and I'm hoping that it went well. So I'm glad to hear that. Sir Joker 40 says, happy half birthday, BFFR. I'm your newest patron, I think. Don't know how I wasn't before. Hope your day is amazing. Thank you, Sir Joker. Yeah, I have to figure out still. I was going to do this after I moved, but it's just my moving has taken so much longer than I thought because I'm redoing all of my tiers. So all my tiers right now are just like stumbling along, but I'm redoing absolutely everything. I just have to make time for it as soon as possible. And thank you guys for being patient with me and just supporting me because you want to support me because it's really fucking helpful. I do think, speaking of that though, my $10 tier, people can ask questions to my guests that come on. And I believe my brother is coming on the show tomorrow. The only reason I'm hesitant right now is he said that he was coming on, but I was able to watch the first three episodes of WandaVision and he was not, he does not have access to that. And so I kind of want to talk about that tomorrow. No spoilers, but I don't want him to just have to sit there, but whatever. He likes that stuff, so maybe he can ask questions. But if I am doing that, I'll put a link for you guys to ask him any questions that you want. Thank you, Sir Joker. Jake Iacovetta says, I sent you an 8-second video clip that I think you'd appreciate. It shows how fucking weird my brain synopsis are firing today. Okay. I'll look at it when I can, but I'm in the middle of doing a show, Jake, so I might not be able to look at it until a little afterwards. Glenn Caesar says tomorrow, Thursday. Yes, tomorrow, Thursday. What do you mean? Did I call tomorrow a different day? What did I say? Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Today is Wednesday, though, and you guys know what that means. It is World Girl Wednesday. Tonight, we're giving AMA a whirl, so you guys can come and ask us anything. But prior to that, if you are a patron on the World Girls Patreon and you are a patron at the $10 up tier, then you're going to be able to join us for a live stream in which we are bringing Joe Starr on and we are creating our Dungeons and Dragons characters. Those are going to be used for our actual giving Dungeons and Dragons a whirl next Wednesday, but we are creating them on a show, a Patreon exclusive show today. So make sure you tune in for that. That's going to be at 4:30 on our Patreon. So check that out. I think those were the things I needed to plug. Plug-a-dug-a-dug, she needed to plug. All right, keep submitting the Streamlabs, the Super Chats, and all that stuff while we talk a little bit about The Lord of the Rings. The Lord of the Rings. Here's the deal. I like The Lord of the Rings fine. I think the movies are pretty fantastical. and incredible to look at. And I am not going to sit here and tell you I, A, know all the characters, B, know how to pronounce these bitches' names because they confusing as fuck, C, could tell you all about the lore or which happens in which movie. I've just seen the movies. So I call myself a casual Star Wars fan because you guys know I love Star Wars, but I'm a casual Star Wars fan. I'm an even more casual Lord of the Rings fan. But this is a series I'll probably be watching because they're going to be putting a ton of fucking money behind it. So it's going to look great. I think that storytelling in the fantasy world is always better suited. There's been incredible fantasy movies as well, but is very well suited for television because you're able to tell stories and arcs for a longer period of time. We can live with characters longer. So I've been excited for this Lord of the Rings series also because I'm friends with Rachel Cushing and she's got me stoked about it because she loves all things Lord of the Rings. Pink Sweet says, OMG, Roxy called Frodo a bitch. I did. Breaking news, Frodo's a bitch. Or is he a bitch? We just never know. So here's what's going on in the world of Lord of the Rings. Apparently, the OneRing.net released a synopsis. They got the official synopsis for this. And this is what it is. This is what the synopsis is. This is what it says. And by the way, again, names, not my forte. If they're in here, I shall butcher. Amazon Studios' forthcoming series brings to screen for the very first time the heroic legends of the fabled Second Age of Middle, Earth's history. So Second Age of Middle, we knew, but we didn't know exactly what that would, like, that's a long period of time, I guess, and we didn't know exactly what that would look like, so that wasn't new information. This epic drama is set thousands of years before the events of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings, and will take viewers back to an era in which great powers were forged, kingdoms rose to glory, and fell to ruin. Unlikely heroes were tested, hope hung by the finest of threads, and the greatest villain that ever flowed from Tolkien's pen threatened to cover all the world in darkness. Beginning in a time of relative peace, the series follows an ensemble cast of characters, both familiar and new, as they confront the long-feared reemergence of evil to Middle-earth. From the darkest depths of the Misty Mountains to the majestic forest of the elf capital of Lindon to the breathtaking island of Numenor. Of course, Numenor. I've visited there many times. I love Numenor. It's just so breathtaking. To the furthest reach of the map, these kingdoms and characters will carve out legacies that live on long after they are gone. That's the synopsis. Apparently, everybody from that got that homeboy on the cover of my thumbnail is the villain. What's his name? You guys know who I'm talking about. The fuck's this dude's name? It's like five letters or something. You guys know who I'm talking about. He's got the iron looking thing going on. That's who it is. He's got the iron shit. You know what I'm talking about. He's got all the stuff all over, and he's the big bad villain from Sauron. I remember him, but like I don't know shit. So this is what we know. That sounds cool. I like fantasy. G. Smith says, don't tell her. So yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for this. I was excited for this announcement that when this show was coming. I'd be more excited for a Harry Potter TV show, to be honest. But this is pretty cool. I bet it looks dope. I bet it's like people will call it the next Game of Thrones. Because that seems to be the only fantasy show everybody's ever watched. So whenever something new comes out, they're like, and this is the next Game of Thrones. Sure, why not? I like Game of Thrones. I'm sure I'll like this. Movie Master says Iron Chef. Yes, that is the villain I was talking about. Thank you. With all the stuff on his face. Hope your team doesn't compete for Tolkien Schmodown. Why, my team would be amazing at it. I am a manager, sir. I certainly am not answering trivia questions about Lord of the Rings. I can tell you guys this. Elves have pointy ears. I can also tell you this. There's a ring. I can also tell you this. My precious. I mean, if there's a Gollum off, I'm fucking playing that shit. Be real. I'm the best Gollum you ever saw. Be real. Robert Turner says some Tolkien characters names are tricky to say. With you here, Roxy. Thank you. Thank you, friends. So Kylo Kenobi says we will see a younger Sauron. I still don't know that I'm saying it right. Yeah, everything's going to be younger because it's mad years earlier. We got thousands of years earlier. So breaking elves of pointy ears. Travis, I know that's what I'm saying. I broke that to you guys. It's kind of good that I'm doing this now in a few hours before I'm doing making my D&D character. I'm telling you guys, I want to be a fucking dope ass elf. I'm an elf. I'll go to the pointy ears. I'm an elf person. I'm a fucking elf. Word. Sauron. 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 So the S is separate from the OW. It's not so. Oh, it is so. Sauron. That's what I said. Guys, that's what I've been saying. Okay, Mark says Sauron, but Lego and Glenn say Sauron. So nobody knows. See, I am not alone. Thank you guys for always making me feel so at home here. Like to sow a field. Sauron's the shit. Sauron's the villain. Sauron's taking over. How do you guys feel about this? Who's going to be watching the Lord of the Rings show? By a show of bunnies. Send bunnies if you're watching. Send hearts if you are not. Movie Master, so wrong? No. Oh, Ryan Payne says Sauron. Let's see. No, Travis says like sour. Sauron. Sow like cow. Sow like cow. When you see the word S-O-W, do you say sow? If I see S-O-W, I'm saying so. Is S-O-W sow? Sauron. Sauron. It's like Cabron, which is one of the Chili Pepper songs. Cabron. Sauron. That's how we'll remember it. A lot of bunnies, so a lot of you guys are going to be watching this. Some hearts, too. Manny's not watching. Weston sent a bunny and a heart. Maybe he doesn't know yet. Maybe he's like, that shit depends. It'll be cool when we finally see the first images of this or the first footage of this. So or pronounced like sow, but sow is so. English sucks. Pink sweets, that's what I'm saying. All right, let me know. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier or in the super chat. Let's move on. We talked a little bit about Trump's impeachment. I don't have much to say more about that other than still conflicted. Would love to hear more about that from you guys. In terms of WandaVision, like I said, I can't really speak about that until tomorrow at 9 a.m. So I'll probably talk about that on this show. I won't do spoilers because you guys won't have seen it yet. But I did tweet about it if you guys want to know how I'm feeling. And I will read my tweet on air, and then I cannot answer any questions about it. But what I tweeted out was, first three episodes of WandaVision are incredible. They did my fave MCU character, Wanda, justice. Elizabeth Olsen is a star, and Paul Bettany supports her brilliantly. It all works, even the parts you don't think would. Absolute gold. It has legs, heart, wit, and originality. That's what I will say about that until tomorrow. Because that's how I feel. I am desperate to talk about this show. I am so excited to talk about this show. All I want is for you guys to see this show. So I saw the first three episodes. You guys are, when it comes out on Friday, you'll be seeing the first two episodes. And then hopefully I've requested that they send me a screener every week. So I don't know that they will, but hopefully that will mean that I can get you guys reviews and stuff on that. We're also going to be reviewing it on Only Stupid Answers on Friday mornings. That's a show that I do with DJ Woldridge. So check out that show. Because, yeah, this show is how the tweet said it is. What? More on that tomorrow, though. Speaking of shows that I love, Insecure, a show that I didn't find until quarantine, but now I'm completely obsessed with. And I'm sad that I binged through it so quickly, but they are getting a final fifth season, a fifth and final season. It feels like this show could go for at least three more seasons, but I think that, number one, Issa Rae is a true star creator. So I would love to see what more and what else she can do. And we've got to let her go fly. Number two, it's always nice when you know something's going to be your last season so you can plan accordingly and you can make it like get that bow on it at the end. Number three, I think that, here's what the tweet said. Issa Rae quote tweeted Deadline. So Deadline said, insecure to end after season 5. Issa Rae thanks tremendous support of our audience. And then Issa quote tweeted that and said, very excited to film our 5th and final season. We couldn't have told a complete story without the tremendous support of our audience and faith of HBO. See y'all soon. Hashtag insecure HBO. So I don't know if any of you guys watch, but if you don't, now would be a great time to catch up because you don't want to miss out on this final season. I do feel like this is one of those water cooler shows. It's really funny. It's got a lot of heart. It's one of those shows that you're able to talk about, like, whose team are you on? Like, are you team Issa? You know, like you can, there's arguments you can get with friends about it. So I always like shows like that where nobody's completely in the right. A lot of people are very in the wrong. The show picks up really quickly. So you don't have to, it's not one of those shows where you have to wait a season in to be like, is the show any good? The show is good off of the bat. So I highly, highly recommend this show. If you haven't watched it yet, you have enough time to start that now so that you can talk about the 5th season with us because we definitely will be talking about the final season here on the show. By Show Bunnies, who does watch Insecure? Peggy says Insecure is great. Kelly is my favorite. She's amazing. Pink Sweet says Insecure is so, so good. Yeah, absolutely. It's incredible. Matt Link says Insecure has been on for 5 seasons. I know a lot of people wouldn't realize that, and I can't believe I finally just jumped on the bandwagon. It's one of the only things I'm grateful for quarantine for is that it gave me time to catch up on some of the TV shows that I had missed. Ryan Payne says, my sister loves Insecure. I do think that this is a show for women and men and non-binary people and, gender fluid people. Like, I believe that this show is not specific to one sex because even though, of course, it is Issa's story, there's a lot of different types of characters on this show. And I think that it's definitely, definitely something that's worth checking out. Check out the first episode and then you'll know how you feel. I usually try to give shows 6 episodes, but this episode, the pilot of this is pretty like straightforward. Weston Iyer says, really doesn't seem like a show I would like. Why is that, Weston? It's really funny and heartfelt and weird. There's strange things about it that are dope. Bruce Banner says, still haven't seen it, but I'm told I need to watch it. Yeah. Spidey Sensei says, only watched 1 episode. Wasn't for me. That's totally fine, but I'm glad you checked it out. I hope that the rest of you guys who haven't seen it do watch it because, again, we will be talking about it here on the show because I am now full-blown in love with it and cannot wait to watch the rest of Issa's career as she moves forward. It is sad that it's ending, but, again, like I said, at least we know that it is ending. Going back to the Streamlabs, streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier, Jesse Ray Whipple says, hello there. You have been helping me for a long time, and you don't know who I am. I thought you deserved to know that. I don't know how to explain how much it means, but I can tell you that it means everything. Jesse, thank you. Thank you for the amazing, really kind Streamlabs on my half birthday. For those of you guys who don't know, I actually love my half birthday. So it's really nice when I get joyful messages always, but especially today, it means a lot to me. And you're right. I don't know who you are. And I would love to know who you are because the Rockstar community thrives off of us actually knowing each other. This isn't a place that I come and then I close the computer and then I don't think about any of you guys. So I'm always thinking about you guys and I would love to know more. And I'm really glad that I've been able to help. And I'm glad that I've been here for 304 days in a row. And I'm glad that you've been joining us for seemingly a lot of those days. So thank you for the support. Thank you for the financial support. Thank you for the moral support. And I hope you continue to be here and open up a little bit to us because we're happy to have you. Thanks, Jesse. Wendy 90s Nickelodeon girl says, hi, Roxy. You said yesterday that you would love to get Nickelodeon slimed. That is so cool. Don't really know many people who love Nickelodeon like I do. I see World Girls is doing an AMA later. Think I have some good Nick-related questions. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I actually am going to pitch. We are having on Thursday, which is tomorrow, the World Girls are pitching. We come together. We all come with ideas to a pitch meeting, and then we're pitching our February slate. So we are going to be deciding on our February slate or at least our IRL episode tomorrow. So we all come with pitches. And I think I'm going to pitch a Nickelodeon slime episode. We'll see how it goes. But that's because of you, Wendy, and the rest of you guys who all talked about getting slimed. It's awesome. Glenn Caesar in the Streamlab says, we'll be watching the Lord of the Rings show. WandaVision non-spoiler discussion on Thursday with Jet Possibly Got It. WandaVision spoiler discussion on Friday and every Friday until it's finished. Did I get that right? Is that your plan for all the Disney Plus shows? Kind of depends on if I do get these screeners, Glenn, and then that will depend on the release schedule. But I'm certainly planning on watching them all. I'm certainly planning on talking about them all. And I'm certainly planning on doing that here and on Only Stupid Answers and all over the place, because typically I'm a hired gun for these kind of shows. So I'm excited to be able to do so. And I'm excited to be able to do so with this being the first one that we talk about, because again, I can't say how I felt about the show, but you guys heard that tweet. Ooh. Wow, that was like a definite like gossip girl kind of. I didn't even know I could make that noise. Ooh. No, I couldn't do it twice. That's a bummer. It's a total bummer. Melissa Byrne says it's Roxy on the Only Stupid Answers YouTube. So the 2 hour long episodes that we do live for everybody on Fridays are on Only Stupid Answers Patreon. And then some of it gets clipped out to his YouTube. And then an hour of it, I believe, is put up on podcast, Apple Podcast, every single week. So I think that that's how DJ does it. But yeah, I'm so grateful to DJ, because Sam and DJ both for a long time kept me employed for a really long time. And now that Sam is not with Only Stupid Answers anymore, DJ has kept me on the show and has been really, really gracious and great to work with. So I love working with Sam and DJ. And now with just DJ, it's been awesome too. I love Only Stupid Answers. Go support them if you guys can and you want to listen to that. We also talk about what we're into on that show. So often it's more specific about movies or TV shows or video games that we're really into that week. And I usually pick like a major topic too, like around Thanksgiving time. We talked about things we're thankful for. You know, we always pick a topic, and DJ does a great job producing that show. So hopefully you guys go and check that out. Let me know what else you guys are thinking. Streamlabs.com/RoxyStreyer. Also, I promised I would give some shout outs and I have not done so. So Manny Gonzalez, Andrew Thomas, Weston Ira, Mark Jason Ali, Matt Link, John Bainbridge, Leonard Kim, Austin Kramer, Kylo Kenobi, Hitman Hudson, Jesse Ray Whipple. Yes, bunnies, all the bunnies, but probably not until someone tells me if it's worth my energy. What's worth your energy? Sending bunnies? Juan Mendez, Lloyd Nance, Pink Sweets, Ryan Payne, Movie Master 83, Travis Gilbert, Jared Jefferson, Jerry Garza, Mohammed Belsine, Jake Yacovetta, John G, PC, Lego Land, Mark Jason Ali, Bruce Banner, John Bainbridge, Robert Turner, Anthony Crotty. Hopefully I hit a lot of you guys. For those that I didn't, Brittany Parker, Avi Witzman, Matthew Gold, Murderana. That's a good amount of you guys, because there's a ton of you, and that makes my heart sore. Roach Smith. You think it's Roach's Smith or Roach Smith? You never really know with these things. Let me kill Mr. Billy, my girl. All right. I told you guys yesterday that I would be doing a advice corner today. I've kind of backed off of these, but it seems to be on when you guys leave comments or whatever, the number one thing you guys want to come back. So I am going to lean more into the advice corners again in this year of 2021. And I wanted to talk, I told you guys this yesterday, a little bit about supporting your friends and helping your friends, because I know a lot of us, especially during this time, are having a hard time supporting our friends. And something that I have found that is very helpful is figuring out what they want before you start speaking. So I don't know if you guys are like me, but I have a lot of friends who come to me for advice, or a lot of friends who come to me when they're down. I think it's because, number one, I am a pretty fair person. So I always try to give realistic advice and really listen to the situation. Number two, I have some success in areas that people come to me for advice for. Like I have a lot of successful relationships with my family, or successful friendships, or success, a small amount of success in this industry. So people will come to me about those things. I obviously have success in the amount of hours that I work. I'm able to work a lot of hours. So people will come to me about that kind of stuff. And then I also have a lot of people like to vent to me, because I'm a pretty decent listener, as you guys know from being on this show. So what I've learned is that not everybody who's coming to you wants your advice. not everybody who's coming for you wants a coming to you wants a solution, and not everybody who's coming to you even really wants to hear from you. So before you start speaking, it's important to try to gauge what somebody is looking for. And sometimes you have to straight up ask that if you can't tell, like if they're not asking you questions, but you think they might want you to be speaking. Sometimes it's important to say out loud, are you looking for some advice here, or do you just want me to listen? And don't say it with attitude, obviously, but just realistically. And try to follow their tone. So, you know, the other day I was on the phone with a friend and she was like, how's the apartment hunt coming? And I was like, oh my God, it fucking sucks. It fucking sucks. And I just can't fucking find a place. And I keep getting rejected from places and I don't know why. And I don't know whether they're calling my landlord. My credit is good. I don't get what's going on here. I'm just so fucking frustrated. And she was like, well, you have an amazing dad and brother and sister, and you know, you've got great rock stars. And I was like, oh no, I'm actually not looking for that right now. And she was like, well, I just wanted to be helpful. And I was like, well, that's actually not helpful right now. I like just needed 30 seconds to talk about this. You asked me how the apartment home is going. I just need a dispute out there. I am very grateful. I have amazing family. Absolutely. But it's completely irrelevant to what I'm talking about right now. And I'm not looking for a pep talk. And she was like, oh, okay, got it. But I think we need to be able to ask for what we need also. But it's important when you're giving advice to somebody, try to figure out what tone they are talking to you in. So a lot of times they need your advice or you have great advice to give, but they're not ready to hear it. And if they're not ready to hear it, they're not going to. So if a friend calls you and asks to talk to you about something, it's always okay to say, great, before you tell me about this, just so I know, are you trying to get something off your chest, or do you want to hear how I feel about this? Or do you want me to go into solution mode? Like, what kind of call do you want this to be? Because then you can deliver on what it is that they need and you both end up feeling okay. Because if somebody doesn't want your advice, it's actually really not your place to insert it, because everybody, if you're in here low key, unless you are, well, we don't have many anymore, I guess, unless you're Avery and Chris Burke's daughter, then you're probably an adult. You're probably 18 or older if you're watching this show. So, and maybe we have some people who aren't, but if you are a full-blown fucking adult, then you're able to make adult decisions, which means that you don't actually need to take people's advice. So only share your advice and what it is if you know that that's what they're looking for. That is my advice to you guys. I know the irony here is that you guys didn't just ask me necessarily for this advice, but you've been asking me for advice. So that is it to you. Let's see what you guys are talking about in here. Jack Shipley says, hey, Jack, it's important not to take the reality personally. If you're being told the advice isn't needed, don't take that personally. Absolutely. Somebody says, I just am looking at an event. That's a totally valuable thing to do as well. Sometimes we just need to get things out there. Kate Van D says, I suck at advice, but I'm a good listener. This is a good idea. Yeah, I think that's great too. Kate, you can say, great, like I'm an excellent listener. I don't know that I'm going to be able to advise you, but I would love to hear what it is you have to say. And if you want to talk anything out, then I'm happy to talk through anything with you. Or if you need a sounding board, I'm happy to do that as well. And just know what your strengths are. Because if you know that you're not great at giving advice, maybe you can say that and just say, here's what I am great at. I'm great at listening. I'm great at hearing you. I'm great if you have specific questions, at trying to help talk through them with you, that kind of thing. Third Turd says, to be honest, I usually hate dealing with most people. Others tend to get in the way of my fun in life. Oh my God. Third Turd, you do you, I guess, to each their own. I am so not in this vein. Like, I need people. I love people. I'm such a people person. I'm a huge extrovert. It is like my life goal to help others. And to that's why every single time one of you guys says that I've done something to make your life better, that's like my whole fucking world. I'm living off of that right now. But if helping others gets in the way of your fun, then maybe it's not for you. And that's totally valuable to know about yourself. Absolutely. Saul says, hi, Roxy. Any strategies for determining tone through text? Hi, Saul. This is a really hard one. I often send voice texts. I often don't text because tone is a really challenging thing to read through text, but I'm very upfront. I'm a very upfront person, as you guys know. I'm always fine asking. So like if somebody says to you, somebody sends you a text that says like, okay, this happens very often, at least in my group of friends. Somebody sends you a text being like, I just got dumped and Brian just broke up with me and I'm beside myself. When you get that, a lot of people's instinct is to be like, fuck Brian. Fuck Brian anyway. But maybe that's not what she's looking for. Maybe she's still in love with Brian. Maybe she is really hurting and she knows Brian's a great person, but it wasn't a good match. Maybe she needs somebody to come have a cup of tea or a glass of wine with her. Maybe she needs somebody to say, F Brian. Like, we don't know what she needs. So I think you can always ask back, I'm so sorry. What are you feeling right now? And how best can I help you? And kind of let them say what they're feeling. And if there's like, I'm feeling extreme anger because this guy fucking sucks and I fucking hate him, then you know where you're going with that. But if they say, I'm feeling extreme sadness because I believe he's the love of my life and I don't know how to move forward, then probably fuck this dude is not helpful. So I think you can always ask follow-up questions and hopefully that can help you sense their tone. And you can always ask what's the most helpful and how you can be there. And usually people know exactly what they're looking for. At least the people that I associate with usually know I'm looking for a little advice. I'm looking for comfort. I'm looking for somebody to get drunk with. I'm looking for somebody to talk through things with. I'm looking for somebody to just listen to me. You know, there's all different things that they could be looking for. So hopefully that's helpful. Thanks for the question, Saul. We are getting out of here really soon, guys. So any last minute things, get them in streamlabs.com/RoxyStrier or in the super chat. As I said, I will be live on the World Girls Patreon tonight, making my D&D character with Joe Starr and Darina and Steph. And that will be at 4:30. I'll also be live on the World Girls tonight giving AMA a whirl. Let's ask us anything. I know it's AMA for ask me anything, but ask us anything. AUA doesn't make quite as big of a splash. That will be at 6 p.m. If you guys have further questions, that's always a way to do it. And I will be back here live with Roxy tomorrow, I believe, with my brother Jet. If so, I'll put that on my Patreon so you guys can ask him questions. I will be talking about WandaVision, probably sports if Jet's coming on because there's a lot going on in sports right now. And of course, as always, whatever it is that you guys want to talk about, because really, this is a show for you guys, by you guys. I don't know how to say that without ripping off FUBU. But this is for the rock stars by rock stars. Wow. I love FUBU. Anyway, that was a little bit of a tangent. Legoland says, oh, that's what AMA stands for. I know. I didn't know for a really long time either. I didn't know what SMH stood for a really long time either. I thought that SMH stood for so much hate, but it's shaking my head. I thought every time somebody did it, they said so much hate. I'm just not that hip. That is the truth. As we get out of here, I hope you guys enjoyed that advice. Please leave a comment. Leave that 5-star, that thumbs up. Let a friend know about the rock stars. We're trying to grow the band. Put down your toilet seats. Put down the lids. Make sure that you make your bed. It will help, I'm telling you. Set your goals. Stick to them. Those are the kind of people we want to be. Stay safe. Stay sane. Subscribe to the World Girls so that you can tune in tonight. I'll see you guys there. And if not, then I'll see you tomorrow. Live with Roxy for 305. What?